This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Saturday Magazine starts now.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine.
Saturday Magazine is Joy 94.9's longest running news and current affairs show. It's coming to you live right here from Melbourne, the world's most livable city, on the world's best LGBTI radio station. You can, of course, listen to us on the radio or by streaming and, of course, via podcast. We bring you an ever-changing mix of local and national news, current affairs and commentary, all framed within a queer perspective. On behalf of Saturday Magazine, I acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we meet and pay my respects to elders past, present and future. I'd also like to pay my respects and honour to the elders from our diverse LGBTIQ communities. Now, today's show, as usual, we've got a full range of guests and we'll discuss topics which are current and hopefully of interest to you, including Matthew Wade from Star Observer, Toby Halligan on Christchurch, Mick Doohan on the Australian Formula One Grand Prix, and a heap more. Firstly, good morning, Tass, Fiona and Paul.
Good morning, Macca.
How are you all?
Well, it's great to be back in Australia, actually, where the climate's a bit warmer.
Yes, a bit cold in New York, darling.
Oh, I love it. It was freezing.
Yeah, you were so worried about your shoes. What did you end up wearing?
I ended up buying a pair of boots.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you get yourself a fur coat as well, Tass?
No, I didn't. I actually had four puffer jackets. Four. I wore them all. I just got sick of zipping and unzipping all the
time. He looked like
the
Michelin man.
You should have taken a picture for us. You're right, he would have been, wouldn't he?
Yeah. I now know why people buy those jackets that make them look like the Michelin man.
Insulation.
Yeah, it's worth it. It's worth it. I lost about four beanies, several scarves, several pairs of gloves. You're just taking all that stuff on and off all the time, you know. It's just hot indoors, cold outdoors. One day it was so cold, my temperature gauge said it was -6 degrees Celsius, but it felt like -17. Boy, did it.
Shocker. And what was the highlight?
Oh, it's just New York. It's just fabulous. It's just fabulous.
It is.
But, you know, speaking of highlights, I came back, attended the rally yesterday, which I really enjoyed.
So which rally is that?
The kids rally.
Yeah, well, listen.
The climate change rally.
They may not know which rally you're
saying. That's right. That's exactly right, Macca. So it was a global student strike.
Huge numbers.
Apparently 150,000 students striked across the country.
Struck. Is it struck or went on strike?
Went on strike, I'd say. It was just really very positive. Mind you, in parts of the crowd, it was a little bit like Spot the Kid.
Yes.
Because there were so many parents and grandparents and workers and city folk who wanted to be there to show their support, which is why I was there as well. But I did feel a little bit odd, you know. And of course, the overwhelming image that I've taken out of that was all these kids in their school uniforms sitting around with big, big jars of Slurpee, sucking away on their Slurpees. It was really funny.
So the 7-Eleven did a good
trade.
That's
right. It's like they couldn't get away from school quickly enough to get a Slurpee.
With sometimes not recyclable containers.
Yes, okay. It's a whole debate there, isn't there? But nevertheless, it was very moving and very powerful to see incredibly young kids taking the world seriously and thinking about their future. And then, of course, yesterday afternoon we were struck with this amazing news of the incident in Christchurch.
Extraordinary. And I saw something interesting on Sky News. Now, I get Sky News as part of my NBN
package.
Yeah, like free. I mean, nothing's ever free, but it was included. I wouldn't pay for... I made a decision when I moved that I wasn't going to renew to Foxtel. Now I get it for free. I can sort of tolerate Sky After Dark, but David Spears and Ian Gilbert, probably the two most balanced commentators on Sky, and that's hard, you know, considering the others are right-wing rat bags, and I mean rat bags, if their brains were dynamite, they couldn't part their hair. But they were talking about Christchurch, long show on that tragic, violent, hideous event. But they mentioned Senator Fraser Anning, and they said, we're not going to...
Who? Who, Macca?
Exactly. Mr. 19 votes, because he got 20 in his family, so one of them didn't vote for him. Said that he'd made a comment, and they said, we're not going to read the comment, we're not going to give him any more time, but they said, Fraser Anning, you are a grub. Now, for professional political commentators, and these guys are, to say that, I thought was really significant. I've never heard those guys make it. Other commentators on Sky, yeah, they'd say stuff
Macca,
like
that. I think they've summed up the sentiment of the nation, precisely.
He's a grub. An absolute grub.
I mean, there's not a single commentator that's come out to support anything that he has said, or his right to say what he has said.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.